You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Radio SBS en français, en ligne et sur votre smartphone.
We've got the great pleasure of welcoming on the French language program Annabelle Smith. Bonjour.
Bonjour, ça va?
Ça va très bien. Annabelle, you're an Australian diver. You took part in the 2012 and 2016 Olympics, if I'm not mistaken, to do with a springboard synchronized event.
Correct.
Tell us about yourself. When did you start all of this?
So as a kid, I was always super sporty. I tried a lot of different sports and my parents just put me in anything that was going to help expend all my energy pretty much. But I was naturally acrobatic and spent a lot of my time outside of my trampoline growing up and just, you know, doing backflips and teaching myself different tricks. And one day my parents took me to a holiday program at the old Ringwood diving pool because I grew up in Vermont, and my cousin had tried diving before and I was kind of interested, so I gave that a go. And yeah, some of the coaches there saw that I had some natural talent and looked like I had some potential, and it really just skyrocketed. That was about when I was 12, and I was still pretty competitive in little athletics and netball and also soccer. And yeah, so I started diving a couple times a week, and 2 years later I had to make the decision to finish everything else and just focus on diving because my training was going to increase a lot.
And when did you get the scholarship with the Australian Institute of Sport?
So the Australian Institute of Sport program for diving used to be based up in Brisbane, and they were asking me to relocate up there pretty much since I was about 14. But my parents were pretty keen on me finishing school in Melbourne and staying at home, so I didn't move up there until I was 18 and finished school.
And tell me what you're doing these days. I gather you're training for the next Olympics?
Yeah, training is definitely my focus at the moment. We've got another Olympic Games in 2 years' time, or just under 2 years. So if I make that team, that will be my third Olympics. But yeah, on top of diving, I'm just finishing off some of my placement hours for my university degree. I've studied exercise and sports science just on the side whilst I've been training. But yeah, apart from that, it's just focusing on everything I can do in and out of the pool to be better.
What's a typical day for you? Like, how many hours do you spend training?
A typical day for me, we train for 2 hours in the morning, and that might be
at 5 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah. Well, no, 6 o'clock in the morning. 6 or 7, it just depends. But yeah, we train 2 hours either in the gym, or we do dry land training, which is like somersaults on trampolines and on crash mats and into foam pits. And then we train for 3 hours in the afternoon, which is mainly a diving pool session.
I think you started in 2010 with the Commonwealth Games, is that right?
Yeah, so I guess my first major Australian team, my green and gold tracksuit that I got, was actually in 2008 at my first World Junior Championships, and I came away with 2 bronze medals, and that was really the start of, realising that I had potential to maybe go pretty far in the sport and make a senior national team. And then, yeah, 2 years later, coinciding with when I was studying in year 12, I made my first Commonwealth Games team. And I was one of the youngest on that team, and it was a fabulous experience. Just opened my eyes to, that international level of competing and with the best in the world, and won a bronze medal in 10 metre synchro, actually. I was still competing up on the platform at that time. Came home with a real fire in my belly to try and make the Olympics, which was going to be 2 years later in
2012.
Luckily I made that team.
And you also went to Madrid and got a medal there, silver?
Yeah, I did. So throughout the year, every year, there's a whole lot of competitions that go all around the world.
The FINA Championship.
Yeah, it's called the FINA Grand Prix Circuit, and there's also World Series events as well. And yeah, I've been to Spain, I've been to Italy, I've been to France, I've been all over the world, all through Asia and Europe and even Canada and America as well. So I've been very lucky that my sport's taken me all around the world.
And you also participated in the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow and got a bronze medal.
Yeah, so Glasgow in 2014 was an amazing experience. It was a bit different because Commonwealth Games, you usually stay in a village and you're with the big Australian team. But for diving, the diving pool was based in Edinburgh, so it was a little bit higher up, and we actually had to stay separate to the team, which was a bit disappointing. But we made it work, and we turned our little hotel into a mini village and had a really great time. And came away with another bronze medal. I seem to like bronze medals, which is a bit of a trend, but at least bronze looks more like gold than silver. So,
and you had a little incident in 2014 with your middle finger?
Yeah, so a bit of a training accident. I was getting ready to go away to a competition in Germany and was just doing a regular gym session, and unfortunately the box, I was doing an exercise called a calf raise. So I was standing on a box and lifting up onto my toes, and as I came down, the box that I was standing on flipped up and the bar on my back came crashing down and, yeah, caught my middle finger, and, yeah, did a pretty good job of it and had to get my finger all fixed back up and was out of the pool for about 2 months because I had some metal plates holding my finger together. That was really challenging because it was my first time being forced out of the sport and forced to rest, so I made my parents go crazy, but yeah, it really gave me motivation to get back in and try and be stronger.
And you were ready by 2016 to go to the Olympics?
Yes, I was. It was a really quick turnaround, but getting back to that high level was my main focus, and I was going to do whatever it took. So it's a very stressful time leading into an Olympics, and trying to make a team is super hard because it's very competitive in my events in Australia at the moment. So yeah, the stress levels are probably the highest in those, in that year sort of leading into and qualifying for the Olympics, but that's all part of the game. And
but you got a bronze there.
Yeah, we went into that competition hoping for a medal, but anything can happen at the Olympics. It's the nerves are crazy, the pressure's crazy. So yeah, for Maddie and I to come away with the bronze was just the best reward ever for all our effort, and also for my family who'd sacrificed so much as well.
Now, Annabelle, something I didn't say at the beginning is that you've got a Mauritian Francophone connection. Tell us about that.
I do. So my mum's whole family is from Mauritius, and they were all born in Mauritius. My grandma, my papa, all from Mauritius. So, yeah, I've never been before, but I'm hoping to go soon. And each time my family has gone over, I've been overseas competing for diving. So hopefully one day, maybe when I retire, I'm going to have a big holiday and visit all my...
Are you thinking of retirement already?
Oh, well, I feel like I'm at the end half of my career, but when that day comes, I'll definitely be booking a ticket to Mauritius, taking my grandma with me, and she'll be able to introduce me to all her relatives. So,
and what do you plan to do after your studies at university?
I think I'll take a break for a little minute and just focus on, you know, the rest of my diving career, and then when that's all over and I have to enter the real world and, you know, start looking at work and getting a job, then I'll see what I want to do. But I definitely stay in the sporting field, high performance sport to some capacity. I'm not sure in what role, but yeah, we'll see where that takes me.
Annabelle, thank you so much for coming onto the French language program, and all the best, especially for the next Olympics.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.